Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Unavoidable Truth by Jess Bryant. Narrated by Gabriel McKnight. Chapter 1. The moment Darius Moreno scented his mate, he understood immediately that life as he knew it was over. Everything changed in a split second. His priorities, his center of gravity, his understanding of the world and where he fit into it, they all shifted in the span of one breath, and though the rational, reasonable part of his brain screamed that this couldn't be happening, not here and not now, he knew the truth. Fate was a power greater than any man, even him. He could try to fight it, deny it, ignore it even, but in the end, fate and his wolf would insist he forge the mate bond, which meant there was nothing he could do but brace for the inevitable. That was how mating felt. Inevitable. At least, that's what he'd heard. He'd listened to his friends, his enforcers and packmates talk about the mate bond. He'd heard about the power in that first flash of recognition. He'd been taught since he was young about the instinctive need of a wolf to possess and then to protect when he found his mate. He'd witnessed the power of it in action. He'd watched it happen only days ago with Rafe, his alpha's brother, and Zoe, his alpha's best friend. And he'd been the one to tell Michael that there was no coming between them once the bond was formed. He'd just never thought it would happen to him. In truth, he'd given up hope for a mate of his own a long time ago. His coming of age had come and gone. He'd spent over a decade alone since he first transitioned into adulthood. At first, he'd gone to all the parties and the mixers, thinking he would stumble upon his mate there. Later, once he'd become head enforcer, he'd gone to summits with Michael, and he'd met so many different packs and leaders that he'd lost count. At 18, hell, even at 25, he'd thought that somewhere out there his mate must be waiting for him, looking for him even. But by the time he turned 34, he'd long since given up on finding the someone whose soul was a match for his own. He'd made other plans for his life. He'd made himself indispensable to Michael Hudson, and he loved his alpha like a brother. They were more than just packmates. They were friends. He would happily give his life to protect the man that was more family than boss. That was his duty as head enforcer of the Moray Pack, but it went far past responsibility and obligation for him. He was proud to be the man that his alpha trusted and relied on most. Their connection was far more valuable than any mate bond in his estimation. At least, that's what he'd been telling himself, right up until his lungs filled with the scent of his mate and his wolf lunged for the surface, desperate to find the source. Darius had been on edge since the moment he woke up this morning. His wolf had been pacing just beneath his skin all day. He wasn't a young wolf by any means, and Darius had long ago learned how to keep his animal side at bay unless he called for it. But today, he hadn't been able to shake the feeling that the wolf knew something he didn't, knew that a fight was coming. He'd tried to calm his wolf. He'd tried to calm himself. He'd only ended up pacing his office, and then the lodge, and then the entire Moray Pack compound, hiking through the woods until he should have been exhausted. But still, his wolf remained just beneath his skin. The full moon the night before should have left his wolf all but hibernating today, but of course, nothing about last night had been normal. Instead of an evening spent in the woods, running with his packmates, Darius and the rest of the Moray Pack had been ambushed by wolves from the nearby Crescent Pack. They'd attacked unprovoked, and it had been mass chaos. There had been numerous injuries, but luckily nobody in the Moray Pack had been hurt so badly that they couldn't heal. The same couldn't be said for the Crescent Pack, and depending how things went today, the relationship between the two may be just as impossible to save. Supposedly, there was an explanation. Supposedly, the rightful alpha of the Crescent Pack had been murdered and his heir run out of the territory. Supposedly, the usurper had kidnapped the females of the De Luca family, and the only son, the eldest, Leo De Luca himself, had asked Michael's brother Rafe to get the Moiray Pack involved. Only, Rafe had gotten distracted when he came home and discovered that Zoe was his true mate, and they'd all been attacked before any sort of plan could be worked out to benefit both packs. Fucking Rafe. Darius cursed under his breath, just thinking about the other Hudson Alpha. He was a total fuck-up as far as Darius was concerned, and Rafe being mated to the woman Michael had loved his entire life only further confirmed his feelings on the matter. Darius wasn't looking forward to the elder Hudson brother being brought into the fold, and not just because Rafe was a wild card, a practically feral wolf who had already abandoned the pack once. He didn't like anyone that could challenge Michael's authority, and letting Rafe bring an unknown alpha from a now rival pack into the pack lodge, into Michael's domain, didn't sit right with him, which was why he'd eventually given up on his plan to exhaust himself and his wolf in the woods, and returned back to the lodge to await the new arrivals on the front steps. He'd intended to be a one-man welcoming committee, or unwelcoming, as the case may be. He'd wanted to be the first person this new alpha had to face when he stepped foot onto Moiray territory, so he would know immediately what he was up against. But there was no way Darius could have planned for the way his entire world would turn upside down as soon as the door of the SUV opened. Even before he set eyes on the man that must be the true alpha of the Crescent Pack. Rafe Hudson stepped out of the driver's side of the Jeep that belonged to his new mate. Across from him, the man in the passenger seat was slower to get out of the vehicle, but it didn't matter. Darius already knew that the man with Rafe was Leo De Luca. What he hadn't known was that when the wind shifted and carried the new wolf scent to him, it would light up every single one of his supernatural senses. His wolf all but howled inside of him, scratching for the surface. He felt his wolf's claws inside his own skin, painful and sharp, insistent that he be set free. "Mine," his wolf all but snarled, snapping at the cage Darius mentally locked around his animal half. Heat burned through his veins so fiercely he broke into a sweat, and he felt the answering shudder of his body when his wolf lunged again, trying to break free. "Mine!" Every beat of his heart thumped harder, and that one word reverberated inside his skull. He tried to close his eyes, to focus on centering himself and regaining control, but it didn't help. Limiting his sight only heightened his already superior sense of smell, and the scent of his mate floated to him on the breeze, wrapped around him, and delved inside of him. Every breath he took pulled more of that darkly masculine scent into his lungs, and forced his body to make room for this other piece of his soul that he'd all but given up hope of finding. Darius opened his eyes again, and realized that the man had gotten out of the vehicle. Rafe was coming up the steps, but behind him, Leo De Luca had stopped in his tracks, his eyes on Darius and his mouth open slightly. Darius knew what was happening, knew that Leo's wolf must have scented him as well, and that in all likelihood, Leo was experiencing the same overwhelming reaction that he was. The bond had started even before their eyes met for the first time, and there was nothing either of them could do to stop it now. The best Darius could hope for was to delay the inevitable, he reasoned. It wouldn't be easy, and it might just kill him, but now wasn't the time to get distracted. Distraction got people killed, and fated mate or not, Darius didn't trust Leo De Luca. Not yet. He was a threat to Michael, and to the pack that Darius had sworn allegiance to. Nothing and nobody came before that oath. Not even a newly found mate. Darius clenched his jaw and pushed back the rush of desire that hit him square in the chest when he met the dark eyes of the man that was meant to be his. Leo De Luca was a sight to behold. He was dark-skinned with thick eyelashes and striking, almost black eyes that matched. His hair was shaved short, and the same stubble that covered his head framed his sharp jaw and drew attention to the lush, full lips at their center. He was tall, nearly as tall as Darius, but with a thinner build to him, lean muscles, and long limbs. Pretty was the first word that came to mind when Darius looked him up and down. His mate was pretty. Gorgeous, even. With bedroom eyes and a mouth to savor, he was sex on legs. Add in the power of his own alpha wolf radiating off of him, and Darius knew that this man, his mate, was a male that was accustomed to being the center of everyone's attention. A male. His mate was a male. Darius only gave that twist of fate a moment's consideration. Shifters were far less concerned with labels than humans. He'd been with both women and men in his lifetime. Hell, when he was young, he'd made a habit of enjoying multiple partners at the same time. He'd never paused to consider if fate would send him a female or a male as his true mate. But one look at this man, at this gorgeous, powerful alpha, and Darius knew there could never be anyone else for him. Inevitable. That was the feeling. As if his entire life he'd only been muddling through, surviving but not actually living, waiting for this exact moment. The one when his mate would find him. And now he had. Only the discovery had come at the worst possible time and with the worst possible person. Darius struggled to stand tall, to keep his back straight and his chin high. He would not, could not, go to his knees for anyone but Michael. Michael was his alpha, not Leo De Luca. His gaze refused to leave the man, who was not just an alpha, but a pack alpha in his own right. His wolf would be stronger than the one inside of Darius, but that didn't matter to him. What mattered, at least right now, was that Leo De Luca wasn't his alpha. Darius was Moray Pack. He wasn't a crescent wolf. He didn't bow to their alpha, not even if their alpha was his mate. And damn if that wasn't yet another reason this couldn't happen right now. He ground his teeth and forced back the overwhelming urge to move towards Leo De Luca. Instead, flipping his attention to the man that might be able to annoy him into ignoring the mate bond that had flared to life.
About damn time, Rafe. Michael's waiting inside.
He turned on his heel and opened the door, walking back into the lodge without allowing himself so much as a backwards glance. They would follow. They would have to. And that, at least, gave Darius some sense of satisfaction. He hadn't lost complete control of himself. He hadn't bowed or kneeled and shown his throat. He hadn't submitted, and he didn't intend to. Not if he could help it. He heard Rafe mutter something about being just as friendly as usual, but he didn't care. Darius didn't like Rafe's sudden reappearance in their lives, or how Michael's brother's mating had threatened to send the entire pack into turmoil. He knew Rafe had no say in mating with Zoe. That it was fated and unstoppable, that a bond like theirs was impossible to deny. But still, he didn't like Rafe, and he wasn't in any mood to deal with the man's shit today. He had bigger things on his mind. His wolf growled inside his head, and Darius tried to tune it out. He didn't have time to deal with his own meeting situation right now. There were far greater issues to figure out than whether or not his alpha mate would let him top or force him to submit when they sealed the bond. He shook off the imagery that came with that thought, but it only allowed his brain to question more important problems. Like whether he could bond with the Crescent Alpha and remain a Moray Enforcer. No, his heart ached at the thought. He knew that wasn't possible. If he mated with Leo De Luca, he'd lose all his ties to the Moray Pack. He'd become part of the Crescent Pack, not just a part of it, but a leader in his own right as the Alpha's mate.
Only that thought reminded him that right now, Leo wasn't the pack alpha of the Crescent Wolves. He'd been run out by a rogue wolf that wanted him dead. The same wolf that had murdered his parents and kidnapped his sisters. Darius just barely contained his wolf's vicious growl at the thought. His mate was hurting. His wolf could sense it, even though Darius had refused to do more than look at him. Leo was in pain, and that pain was seeping through the already burgeoning bond and straight into Darius's heart. His wolf didn't want to go to this meeting. He didn't want to sit while Michael and the other alphas devised a plan. He didn't need any more information. His wolf knew enough to know that his mate was hurting and that the person responsible needed to die. Darius would kill the bastard, and soon. He might not be ready to face what it meant to mate with Leo DeLuca. He damn sure wasn't ready to give up his entire life and his own pack for the male, but he could and he would take care of this situation for his intended mate. He would help restore Leo DeLuca back to his rightful place as Pack Alpha. He would get Leo's sisters back for him. He would make sure the Crescent Wolves fell into line. And then, and only then, would he allow himself to consider the possibility of losing himself in the male that fate had made for him. Some part of him knew that his plan to ignore the call of the mating heat and put off bonding with Leo DeLuca until after the situation with the packs was settled was stupid. He might be strong, but fate was stronger, and she would bend him to her will. But he also knew that if he let the heat distract him from protecting what was his, that he would regret it. All his life, he'd been a protector at heart. It was the reason he'd become an enforcer for the Moray Pack. He found meaning in his life by protecting the people he cared about, and he wouldn't fail them now, not when they needed him most. He would protect his pack, even if he wasn't quite sure which pack that would be by the time the next full moon rose. Chapter 2 Leo DeLuca's life was an utter turmoil. He'd watched his father murdered in front of his eyes. He'd seen his mother die from the pain of losing her true mate. He'd barely escaped being killed by the same psychotic bastard, and he was absolutely desperate to save his sisters and get his pack back. But when he saw the big, rugged man standing on the steps of the Moray Pack Lodge, there was only one thought that ran through his head. Fate had sent him an angel. This man was his. He knew it instantly. His man, his mate. Finally, fate had gifted him with his mate just when Leo needed him most. He couldn't help but stare up at the man in awe. He looked fierce and unmovable. He was an ancient gladiator, an immortal warrior, plopped down here in the middle of nowhere bayous of Louisiana. He was tall and broad-shouldered, with dark brown hair that grew long and fell over his forehead. His skin was a beautiful olive and stretched tight over bulging muscles. He had his arms crossed over his chest, but Leo's first instinct was to leap straight into them and let this stranger take some of the heavy burdens he'd been carrying alone for so long. He'd always known his mate would be a male. Fate had its own say in things, but Leo had always figured if she saw fit to send him a mate at all, it would be someone he was attracted to, and he'd only ever been attracted to males. He'd never actually said the words aloud, told anyone he was gay, but people seemed to know. It wasn't the kind of thing that mattered in a pack, especially not when he was a born alpha. Nobody questioned the heir apparent, after all. He knew down the line, when it came time to produce heirs and continue the DeLuca lineage, he'd have some decisions to make. But right now, seeing this beautiful beast of a man, and knowing innately that he was his? Leo couldn't manage to think about anything but the sweet relief of knowing he wasn't alone anymore.
Leo felt the instinctive pull of the mating heat. It curled low in his belly and made his cock hard. It made his fingers itch to touch and his wolf claw for the surface. His skin flushed, and he took a step towards the other man, fully distracted from his purpose and from the friend who had brought him here. But the snap of a harsh, cutting voice stopped him mid-stride.
"About damn time, Rafe. Michael's waiting inside."
The man on the stairs turned on his heel and walked into the lodge. Leo watched that broad back as the man walked away from him and tried to figure out what was happening. Was it possible that he was the only one feeling the mating heat? No, there was no way. It was too intense. His wolf was prowling beneath his skin and all but howling to be set free. The other man must have felt it too, and yet he'd turned away without so much as a greeting. Leo didn't know how that was possible, but his wolf didn't like it, and damn it, neither did he. He wasn't used to anyone walking away from him.
"Nice to see Darius rolls the red carpet out for everyone, not just me,"
Rafe muttered under his breath, rolling his eyes in Leo's direction.
"He doesn't like you?"
Leo found himself frowning, wondering what Rafe had done to get on the man's bad side.
"Not many people do, besides you, my friend."
Rafe nudged his shoulder with a grin that Leo couldn't quite manage to return. Leo trailed behind as they followed the big man into the lodge. Darius. His mate was named Darius. Leo's heart gave another wallop as he took in the new information. He'd heard the name before today. Darius was Michael Hudson's closest friend and trusted advisor. He was head enforcer of the Moray Pack. He was powerful and loyal, and, if Rafe was to be believed, and considering the welcome they'd just gotten he assumed it was reasonable, then Darius was also a total asshole. That spot deep in Leo's chest that had begun to open up for this man the minute he'd scented his mate ached with emptiness. Darius walking away from him shouldn't have felt like a loss. They hadn't even been introduced, not yet. But still, with every step that other man took away from him, Leo had to fight to keep his wolf from lunging out and tackling the man to the ground. Had to fight not to simply take what he knew was his. It had to be the result of the full moon being only a day behind them, he realized. If they'd met yesterday, they'd have been tearing each other's clothes off and sealing the bond instantly. The mating heat grew stronger the closer it came to the full moon. But since they were officially on day one of a new cycle, perhaps it was possible Darius was strong enough to ignore his wolf's pull to mate.
"It's fine."
Rafe didn't bother lowering his voice, since the wolf hearing would allow Darius to overhear even a whisper.
"He doesn't like anybody, do you, Dee?"
"I like your pretty little mate just fine," Darius shot over his shoulder, a hint of a sneer in his voice.
Rafe growled, low and menacing. But Darius only chuckled, and Leo's eyes widened. Darius had actually chuckled at Rafe's angry growl, and Leo felt the sound vibrate deep into his bones. The sound was rough, as if it was rare, and he treasured it even more for that. Despite his stoicism, Leo's mate had a sense of humor, twisted as it may be to taunt a newly bonded wolf about his mate. He found himself putting a hand on Rafe's arm to steady him and possibly even hold him back. If Rafe decided to pounce on the man, Leo was fairly certain his wolf would insist on protecting Darius. Rafe's wolf was volatile on a good day. With his recent mating and the attack last night, he was far too close to the edge for Leo's liking, and he wasn't prepared to referee a brawl.
"Where is Zoe anyway? I thought you couldn't bear to leave her alone for even a minute."
Darius spoke without even looking back at them, clearly knowing that while his taunts were getting to Rafe, that the other man wasn't going to jump him from behind.
I expected her to be with you this morning.
She was sleeping when I left the cabin. I'll go home and get her if Michael calls a formal meeting. I didn't think there was any reason she should have to hear all the details about what Maddox Clary had done to Leos Pack and his sisters.
Darius paused at a doorway and turned, his brows knit together and a skeptical look on his stone face. He pursed his lips and then opened his mouth. He shut it again and then shook off whatever he'd been about to say, and Leo was almost thankful he'd exhibited some restraint, until Darius opened his mouth again.
"Smart," he finally said. "I wouldn't have expected the forethought to protect her from those details, but you're right. There's no need to get Zoe all worked up. I think she dealt with enough chaos last night."
Rafe emitted another low growl.
"I protected my mate."
"Hey, easy!"
Leo put a hand on his friend's arm again.
"I'm sure he didn't mean to imply that you can't protect your mate."
The big man narrowed his eyes, flipping his gaze to Leo.
"Actually, that's exactly what I meant. Did he not tell you that he took off to hunt the attackers on his own last night? That he left his new mate alone in the midst of her first shift and an attack? That Michael was the one that had to coach her to shift back?"
Rafe practically vibrated with anger.
"That's none of your business!"
Darius pulled his gaze off Leo and shrugged at Rafe.
"Just thought your friend should know the type of wolf he's hanging all his hopes on."
Leo clenched his jaw when Darius continued to taunt Rafe. He wanted to smack him, strangle him, maybe just shut him up with a kiss.
"This guy..." Leo shook his head. This was his mate? The man fate had sent him to make him whole? He wasn't at all what Leo had been expecting. He wasn't just gruff or rough around the edges. He was being purposefully mean.
Leo knew about Rafe's trouble with his wolf. He knew far more about it than Darius possibly could, because while Rafe had been out roaming the countryside alone, Leo had been sure to keep tabs on his old friend. Nobody in the Moiré pack had seemed to care where Rafe went or what sort of trouble he got into, and Leo had a few things he'd like to say to both Darius and Rafe's brother Michael about that too.
But not right now. Right now, he needed their help. Biting their heads off because they turned their backs when Rafe needed them most wouldn't get him what he wanted, and he didn't intend to start his new relationship with his fated mate with a fight either.
"I told you he was an ass, right?"
Rafe all but snarled at Leo before turning back to Darius.
"Taunt me all you want, but in case you've forgotten, this is Leo DeLuca, rightful heir of the Crescent Wolves and Pack Alpha. You may not have to show me respect, but I think my brother would expect you to show him some, so why don't you stop playing at being the big bad wolf and let us in to see Michael, now."
Darius audibly growled, and everything inside of Leo heated with need.
That shouldn't turn him on. That dark, dangerous sound coming from this man and being aimed at his friend definitely shouldn't make him want Darius even more.
Yet it did. He tried to tamp down on the mating heat, praying that he could keep his cool and get through this meeting. It didn't seem to be giving Darius any issues, and if that was the case, he could ignore the pool too. He would focus on this meeting with the Moiré Pack Alpha. He would plead his case. He would get Michael Hudson's help, and then he would confront his arrogant, dismissive mate and kiss him until his mouth was sore, so he couldn't make any more infuriating comments. The door behind Darius opened suddenly, and Michael Hudson came into view. His gaze snagged on his brother, and then flipped from Leo to Darius and back to Rafe. His jaw clenched, and he stepped out of his office to stand beside his head enforcer.
"What's going on out here?"
"Nothing. We were just on our way."
The superior tilt of Darius's chin slipped a little when he deferred to his alpha, but Michael only narrowed his eyes and looked towards his brother.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?